Check, check, check. Check. Do some music. Windows update again. Today, we're at 73 degrees down here. It is the Tampa area. So 70, even Miami is a little hotter. Okay. But seems okay. It seems like spring. Supposedly, it's going to be summer, so spring. It's good spring weather. Hopefully, you got like summer planting. I got my sunflowers planted. Hopefully something will grow. If not, I have to get another pack. Oh, boy. Anyway, welcome to Studio Two Rocks Live. Welcome to April 3rd. 43. Let me see. I have to... 43... Leah's back. I think she's racing. So that's good. Heads in there. It's like, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna do it. Keep going. 43.43. Thank you. Donate. I'm adding to that this week. Well, this month. Donate some. 43.43. No, I'm not gonna do this. The 43 on. No. This is cooler. 43, not even 143. No, 43. This is a Deuce event. Flat out tribute tour. National ARA event. National ERA event. If they come down here, I gotta stop. If the guys didn't know me. If Ken was here, yeah. I'd be like, I'd just say, hey, remember my friend Ed? And to my best friend, Ed and Sean. They'd be like, oh, yeah. Making rally, so I don't know if it's gonna be a rally, maybe in Miami. I don't know, I'll give it a shot. Weather, all right. So, I'm building this the middle earth, those little models you can build. I'm building one with a Star Trek. I mean Star Wars. Sorry. Building R2. And I got this thing I saved from Postcard. Which is, you just heard before. That's the circuit board. I'm gonna put it in. It's a platform. R2. And I can stick all that stuff in there. Now, eventually I'm gonna try to a switch on the speaker so I can eventually switch it to like an AP switch. You switch to a USB. If that's possible, USB speaker, then I can just hook it up to a ChatGPT.
finally, I got an R2 unit with ChatGPT in it. Yeah. With a voice GPT. Somehow. What if the text select all and say play? It won't come out as a voice. It will come out as bleep, 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 bleep. Bleep, bleep, bleep. That works. GPT, great for me. Bam. Okay. So what was this going on over the weekend? I'm trying to think. April Fool's, it was dull. Some of the jokes just people stating fact. They laugh because it makes sense from their point of view, but it's like you have to explain the whole thing, what it is, short form, that make your punt, right? People clap, right? Funny, but no, they just say things like, and God, no, terrible. Just let me fart. Yeah, well, hey, old people fart. All right, that's what we call old farts. You old fart. Like, yeah, that's right. That's who I am. You like it? But shut up. Okay. For some warmers. The old farts need to eat supplements. Not like young folks, you don't need nothing. You young people. I don't want to be that nasty when I go old. No, just young people say to them, like, okay. And they cut me off. I gotta start saving some of these videos. These people just go from left lane all the way to right lane and cut me off. Like, what are you doing? It's like, oh, I need to go over there. What about the cars behind you? No, if you miss it, you can go forward to a place at the light somewhere, slowly transition, then or make a left turn. You're on the left. So somewhere, wherever the intersection is, you can go into a parking lot, right? Turn around over there, come back. Common sense. It's like, no. I gotta do it now. They cut me off. It's crazy. And I saw some kid in a van almost had someone. People on the left at the light. Maybe I should save that one. I still have it. People on the left, they're waiting for the left turn. This kid on the fast lane just passed me first. On the right, and got onto the left lane, to my lane. And I guess they're looking at phones up, they almost clipped three cars at the left turn when they drove. It's like, kids, stop playing with the phones. And this is the thing, this is the tech that is killing everything. Not killing everything, but it's just destroying everything. Test bar behavior. Okay. Yep. Wanna hide it. Yeah, it's crazy with this stuff. I don't know, I have this strange feeling. Some people who
just
a feeling. Maybe some people got it wrong. Listen to my podcast and not really listening.
So this is the studio. Going to my photo journal page. That's it. This is Z. That's my portfolio. So you're gonna see. I'm gonna show why I did. People misunderstood. I didn't. When I worked with Limited Brand, this is early 2000s. We didn't know nothing about the whole ordeal with Madam. The Madam and whatever. But so basically, we just take patterns and stuff, existing pattern, we make these renderings, chairs, things put together. And I make elevations, rendering. See this type of rendering and stuff, right? These the fly ones. It's on the under the In the
video format, you're gonna see it.
Elevations. These are pillars. This is the stuff I worked on. And they want to hire me, but for some reason, it's not for some reason. I made it happen. So I have to do something like make them not accept when I did something. I did a little thing. They're like, we don't want you there. It's all right, good. Kick me out 3 times. If you do it 3 times, it's magic. It's like, boom. You can put it out. Good. Spider. This perfume station here. Blotters. The 3D version. Well, I was going. If I got hired by them, I would have went and say, hey, let's start doing 3D stuff. You know. You want to do a Second Life? Fine. Yeah, you want to do a... what's now the Unreal Engine, so we can do that too. We just have to get a couple people to help first, then we have the software. We could build all these in 3D and put them together and put them in actual dimensions of the store, measure them, and we actually build it. Then you can walk in with a VR, in VR, you can literally walk in and see what it looks like. So that was the last year of Adriana. That's the model. This is, I don't know what this is. And then these stores are in Dubai, all of these. So they're not even in the US. This one. I forgot which one. So, you know, did all this stuff for them. Way before all that. Then the whole Epstein thing started. I was like, I was going to take this out. But it was like, no, this seems like BS is trying to get away from it too. So, yeah. This is for somebody else. Glass. So I have like a bunch of retouch. So the last thing I worked on was these. So actually did the 3D rendering boxes, what they look like, jewelries. You know, this is all rendered, it's not real. So this is all the built in 3D. This is, diamonds are touched in, so this is for the video people.
So I put all this stuff in this for a friend, co-worker. Now, I don't know, whatever. So I do all that. And wait before all this, I work with a company, two of them. One of them is called Ashley Stewart. It's for fat. Sorry, you shouldn't say fat. No, I'm fat shaming. Plus size, African American store. I did all the videos. So one of the video I mentioned was Audra Marie. Hello. Audra Marie. I don't know if she's still model. No. Is she? No, she did. Didn't she in the movies? I don't know if she's still around. No, can't see it. No, that's a different audio memory. There's two of them. I have to find the four model agency. She's still there. They call the 10 plus. Those are plus size models. Four models. Okay. And then change the names. Let's see. We were in New York. Fine. Whoops, New York. Plus. They just... it's just not here. No. Yeah, she's not. She left. So a lot of people said, yeah, so she was 16. This happened when I shouted. I spoke about the night before I was at CBGB's watching the last two weeks of shows. So I was up to four. This is the first thing I walked in. This is it. So I start filming already. I was like, wait a second. Well, back in my head, and I felt the same with the customers. Customer didn't like this, like Audra at all. It's like, who's this young white person in the advertising? We don't like her. We got complaints. I got calls. Actually, they forward the calls to me. And I had to tell the telephone person, the phone door person, say, you can't direct. Say, not supposed to direct it. Yeah, direct to someone in the PR. So we don't have a PR. It's like, oh, God. Uh-oh. Yeah, you guys need a PR thing. So, but the person came out screaming, yelling, saying, why is she doing it? It was like, all I do is design the stuff. They tell me how this is it. We do it. That's it. So this is the first behind this thing. So she was in my first. It's low quality because all I had was a digital A, which I still have the camera. That's the one that's the Sony got banned for with the infrared, like night vision something. You can actually see through like clothing or something. Like it's in there. I have to filter it. God. It's like
it was my dad. It's like, Dad, why did you get that? So I said, they came with a package. Ah, okay.
So then he gave it to me. He just used it once. When they went to Europe for a trip. Mom, Pops, Mumsy, Popsy. Went to European tour on the love boat. And pulled the camera up for that. Then he didn't use it for long. I was like, hey, can I borrow that? I got it. I'm doing fashion work. Yeah. So this key, then in the video you're gonna see it. There's a African American model that they've been using. Keisha. I like Keisha. Keisha's cool. It's a very girly girl. California girl. Yeah, so I mean on the video format it's like, I'll give the link. It's the very first video on this page. And somewhere at 50 seconds in, you're gonna see Audra. I didn't know she was 16. Didn't explain to me the 6. Yeah, we have a photo shoot here. It's like, I don't have a video camera. I can't do that. So, yeah, sure. And the day of the shoot before. Day of the shoot, before the shoot, I got a call from my best friend, Sean, who passed away, who's the 43 thing, part of the whole 43 thing. Calls me up and says, dude, CBGBs. Why? I say, it's the last 2 weeks. That's it. No more. They're closing. You have to go see our friend's band. So, okay, fine. They went. Then I was just like, oh, I'm gonna go. I got a photo shoot tomorrow. Like, I'm so tired. And they were like, no. We're gonna look after the show. We're gonna go to the after show party. S7B. Phase X. Horseshoe bar. My God. No. I went there. Like 4 o'clock, walking back to Hoboken, I'm like, I need something to pick me up. He said, oh, say no more. Go, let's go near. It's like, this thing is called thermal speed. He said, what's thermal speed? This is way before Rockstar. No. Monster juice or a Red Bull. I was like, what's that? It's like, have it. All right. So I went home, sleep like 2 hours. Alarm on, like, oh god, like pack all this camera, which is nothing, just like one camera with a tripod. I'm like, all right, extra batteries, put in backpack, little one. Here we go. Gonna go do photo shoot. Yeah, it's like, let me drink this thermal speed thing. Drink it. I'm like, whoa. First few minutes. I don't forget. Yeah, went from like a plus size model to it was top 10, man. Top 10 to plus. What, really? Then she's like, I have a trucking company. It's like, really? What do you do with a trucking company? I have all this money from model. Just. Dad told me how to invest. I'm like, oh, that's nice. Well, anyway, I don't know all this stuff. Thermal velocity. No, thermal speed. Juice. Drink. Thermal speed. Drink by world by nutrition. It's for bodybuild. So, well, Sean was doing jiu-jitsu with guy's name. It's like West Coast, they have one guy. The East Coast, they have this guy. Just can't remember his name. I think Joe Rogan. was taught by whoever. Then my friends, East Coast, including Harley Flanagan from Nasty Front, also taught by the guy on the East Coast. There was me. They don't have it. It didn't look anything like this. It was just purple bottle. And with, it's like, I don't know what it is. I drank it and it started going, you're gonna pass out or something. And then energy. Like pop. Literally, you'll pop. Like, whoa. So there's this video. Tower Sleep. That's my boss. So people say, hey man, you don't like the whatever. No, my boss right here. He's gay. Not trans, but gay. Half the people are gay, right? Fashion. Carlton, I think. Stylist. They know you're straight. When they know this is Keith Major, photographer. He's not. He has a wife. A good person. Both of them are cool. See, back in the old days, this is all print form. Like if you see it. Let's take out the Polaroids, backs. They had to do everything in film back then. It's expensive. So they were just had like, wow. It's middle of summer, they're wearing a fur coat. This is for the winter stuff. Loop. I still have the loop. They didn't want it. Here we go, throw it out. The light box, it's like a cat, the light box. Yeah, no, I'll make my own light box. Back when Digital 8 was the latest thing. Digital 8. So here's the thing with the computer. I have a feeling. I don't know what it is. I think people were confused and they just pick a little piece of bit. What you say, and say, you're this. It's like, no, I'm not. Okay. This is my first gig. Coming out of Newsprint, working with Daily News. And I actually took 3 years off. Always take 3 years off, and I come back. So I did this. Then I was doing the Pinnacle Creative, but I don't know if they're still around or not. There's different Pinnacle Creative. There's a whole nother one down in California or something. So, did a whole bunch of jewelry and stuff. It was like a whole bunch of people working together, so I just put it together with them. I don't do my portfolio stuff, but then, then I'll keep going here and there. Got called back from VS, they want it full time. That was the whole story. That was before 2008, maybe 2007 was the last time I went back. I was in California already. When the doctor said, Dad's not to drive anymore. Mom's okay, but Mom doesn't like the big car, which is the car I have right now. Just hand it over, because I have to drive it. The SUV, which I'm going to make a filming platform. I'm not going to kill the whole thing, but I'm going to try to put something together so we can film it. Film anything in the car. So I'll be like, ding, 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 ding. So, San Diego. So I was there doing this and doing that. Then the last time, went back to New York to do freelance work, where they were going to hire me full time. Now I just can't do it. It's like, man, because days before I went back to New York, I would watch my dad drove the SUV going into an exit. It's like, oh, whoa, whoa. Then I had to swerve off. I'm like, oh, the other side, the other side. I was like, oh. Then blew a couple of red lights. I'm like, it's like, what are you thinking? I mean, there are not a lot of cars in SoCal, in Carlsbad. There were not a lot. Not like now. There's a whole bunch of people moved in later. Just, no, it's crossing. Boom, boom, boom. It's like, what are you thinking? It's like, I don't know. It's like, he doesn't know. I think he just, where am I? Why am I driving? It just onset dementia or onset. I think it's dementia. It's most likely. It just doesn't know where he is. So I have to take over. Why? I can't leave that. I can't leave. Can't go. And I'm pretty sure they're going to put me in probation. I don't know if in New York or go to Ohio, which is okay. Also, I mean, like, it was a six-figure job. Like, yeah, I want that. I want to do that. Yeah, that's, I can save enough money to whatever. God, I can put things together and I can start a different career later. My portfolio would be great. This is all before the whole thing. Everybody found out. I'm like, no. But during the last year, I was in Ashley Stewart and Marion. I was working on both company parties. Got the last. It was a Christmas. Doing the Christmas thing, and that's when we got the booklet from MC2. But now I'm thinking, okay, I think I know who sent that MC2 to us. There's a modeling agency which actually they I think they bought up MC2. We request one, but then it's like, let's try someone else. All right, higher ups and try someone else. So let's try this agency. And they're the one who sent us the non plus size booklet for MC2. So I'm like, why did they send this? So MC2, who's that? They say, it's nobody. The model's too young. That was the head of, at that time, marketing director. Hope she's okay. I think she's good. She had a baby later. But anyway, it's like, this is for MC2. It's like, oh, they're too young. I was like, really? And look, it's like, oh, geez. It's like, that's not our audience for us. We don't want that. We need like mid-20s and 30s. So that was it. And this is the whole story, right? Like, I didn't know. We didn't know. None of us knew all this stuff. You know, well, MC2 was just like, strange. Why did they do that? But now I'm thinking about it. It's like, oh my God, they were trying to entice the higher-ups to do it. Say, hey, who's this person in Oliver? Can I meet her? That could happen. In big companies, but we're so small, it's like, we don't care about it. It's like, let's just worry about campaigns and who good models and the stuff, and we do our picks, probably does, and we get the vice president or something to other people, you know, and say, what do you think? This person does anything to work? I'm like, yeah, okay, done. Right, so just oversight with us. Also, we're the oversight on these books, but then there's oversight for on top of us. So we didn't know nothing. Even with the people I worked for, like the first video I did, at the time, it was Lita Gandolfini. You know who Gandolfini is? That's sister. His sister. Right. So it's Lita and Gandolfini. It's like, oh, okay, that's nice. Like, do we know who she is? Like, whatever. Brother or something. It's like, I don't know. Who was that? It's an actor or something. It's like, oh, okay. I have a picture of it too. Taking a picture with him. It's a funny one. I kept it. I think it was like yawning and they took a picture. I was like, yeah, it's fine. It's great. So, anyway, Lita, right? So she was with Limited Brand. So my suspect was that Limited Brand wanted to buy Ashley Stewart out. I think that was true. We learned it much later, like, but didn't work. I don't know what it is, but I think it was like a pricing issue. The original owner, all that stuff, the chairs and stuff. It's like, no, we don't want that. So, I'm not sure what happened with that, but I do know what happened after. You know, well, while I was working on this stuff, I eventually, after two mergers and two or three CEOs left. I don't know. They're just me. I didn't care as much. I left. And I was moonlighting already. Just the last 3 years, I started moonlighting. Just after work, go straight into New York City. Just work again. So with like something like 4 to 6 hours. And sometimes I had to call a day off and just can't breathe after that. But I want to get out. I want to get out of there. Like, I don't want to work plus size for the rest of my life. I'm not even sure I want to work fashion for the rest of my life. Can I do something else? You know? Maybe I should do something else altogether. So, that's what happened. Then I left. Then went back, doing freelance. Back and forth between San Diego and New York. Then I'm just like, no, I can't do it. I have to take care of mom and dad. So I'll keep doing freelance. And I did. With my boss, ex-boss, he got kicked out. Then we meet up again, so I start working with them. Doing the remote work. Before the remote work got popular, we were doing ready with video, chat, everything. It's like, we were doing it. And we got it. No, it was pretty cool. Last stuff. And once in a while, I went back. Once in a while, I didn't. But it just progressively got worse. My father got progressively worse, and I just can't. And I tell him, like, I can't do this. I'm having, like, video conference with people. He would knock on my door, my little bedroom office thing. Like, boom, 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 boom. Who are you? In a Mandarin, like, who are you? What are you doing in the house? Who's talking? You have to get out of here now. Well, good thing it wasn't English.
So people didn't know, understand the tiger. Until the meeting was up. Then he walked away. After the meeting, I was like, oh, can't do it. Can't do this. Can't be taking care of two things like this. And my mom needs to sleep because my dad keep waking her up. It's like, who are you? What is this? Why are we living in the house? And it keep repeating. And oh boy, it's tough. And for 2 years, then we had to send them. It's like we had to send them to a not hospice, but like a memory care place. And just like, man, my mom continued, and she actually fell, as broke one of her bones. Now to put them in the hospital, put her in the hospital for a while, and she got enough sleep. She was feeling good, but that when she came back, dad's doing that thing. It's like, now she was almost taking Ambien, so she doesn't know if she's awake or not. And Ambien basically made it worse. So we had to put, it's like, dad has to go to memory care. So we can, you get a rest, I get rest. Then we gotta probably sell the house. So I'm like cleaning the house, repainting, doing things. We have to move to the smaller house. So now we're in a smaller house. So that's it. That's the story. The whole Epstein thing, I didn't know nothing. Like everybody else figured it out. I'm like, oh. Then everything connected. Like, oh, that's what the booklet was for. And oh, wait a second. Bath and Body changed their look on the storefront to like little plaid thing. Like, oh, wait a second, that's Greek. What is that, same thing, same pattern in the island thing? Like, no. It's like, why am I connected to this crap? Right? Like, but then all my friends worked. I mean, there were a team of us working on the elevation stuff. Because they have so many stories. We're not a whole team. There's like 20 of us. We'll connect somehow. But then we didn't know. Right? All the people who work in these companies, did they know? I'm sure there's some crazy stuff in the background, but what about people who worked on the business and in their little office doing the auditing and stuff, and all doing their technical stuff, the IT. Do those people know? They don't. They just, this is my 9-to-5 job. I'm just here taking care of my computers and make sure everything works, and then I go home. They don't know. What are you working on? Say, hey, did you hear it about? I'm sure this is a shock. I was like, oh no, I'm gonna resign, right? I would have done it. No. Say, you guys, I don't care. I don't want to get involved. Goodbye. Right. So it's a tough. Like, how do you know this stuff? How do you know who's working with them? How do you know the person you're working with was the bad person? How do you know? You know. But anyway, what did I say? That I just had a feeling. I think people just reading things, listening things out of context, and just making it say, boom, 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 you're this. No. The basic human, you and me, are good. The basics. But sometimes we, through some kind of connection, we wind up connected to the bad parts. And sometimes we get persuaded to do the bad things. Right? Majority of people, parent good. Always.
human beings have good intentions. We just want to work, get paid. We want to maybe advance our careers a little bit. You know, but as far as the people on top, like, what are they doing? I mean, look at the whole history thing. All these banking people, way up there. Not just banking, now become real estate and become controlling the way up there. They're doing stuff like, they find a way to sway the whole population to do another thing, and look what happened. So, did you know? You know? That you know that the stuff you're doing is bad. I mean, now they can take, like, taking things, like I said, I think somebody taking things out of my podcast context. Now there are other people who also taking things out of public's context. Stop eating beef. You're making farts. They make farts. Like, where did that come from? Who do you think started all that? And I actually went to have a tweet somewhere. So, how is Bill Gates something, somebody, Steve Jobs, and George Soros being so successful? Two out of the three people you said is bad. They both of them are just terrible people. They're trying to control. Like, jeez. But then somebody, they don't understand. They don't know. What are they? Do they know? Why would you say stuff like that? In the meantime, the whole one side of the world population already know George Soros bad. Bad person. However, their motive is bad. And Bill Gates keep buying on farms and want to make us eat bugs. Like, oh, it's bad. What do you mean successful? Then Bill stole DOS. And he's stealing. Thought he did. Anyway. I'm on crypto, just looking at it. Yeah, it's fine. It's up, down, whatever. It's flat. I mean, look, I'm looking at BTC right now. So right now, 7 days, you see. One day, you're going to see all over the place. But 1 year, it's flat. Then, throughout the whole time, you see. Yeah, it's just a tiny bit. Nothing. It's flat. It's kind of flat. Couldn't get above 28 yet. Couldn't go to 30 yet. Eventually, well, I'm sure. Anyway. So, for me, the things I don't know. I'm based on feelings. I'm based on like the empathic feelings. The people you gotta start, can't read stuff all the contents and just blame me. And this is current. So this, it should be up here, but voice meter, this is my feedback. Yeah, stop taking things out of context. Understand the whole thing, the whole picture, before you making judgments. And it's a feeling, I have a feeling that people just immediately
because there's something that didn't work out, which is the mirror. The mirror of you. You have a mirror. Right? The good side. The light and the dark side. The inner stuff. And they just, well, the bad stuff in England just comes out. And they say, I need to burst. And they do something. They start pointing out other people. So. But you should be pointing yourself. Maybe there's something deeper within you that you went through. It's like, so you kind of like, right? Undergo. Let it go. Well, just sit back and get to know why. Right? Investigate. Well, you got the whole internet now. Go find out more. Because there's more than just the surface. It's like people judging, like they all say, judge a book by their covers. Like, you know, so you gotta stop doing that. We have to stop doing that. And talk about the high energy we're getting from the solar system. This high energy starts making you see these things. No, you gotta come to light, right? And this is not just one religion. All the religion. So you wanna go religious, fine. Christian, fine. Buddhist, fine. But you have to come to the light, right? All the religions are together. Originate from someone, and knowing this is the basic user manual for being human or being a bipedal intelligence. That's the user manual for all. So you want to be that person, all you can do, but this is the part. It's gonna hit you. You can be a good person, yes, but then yes, you're gonna get some bad stuff coming at you also. So you gotta work it out. But for years, so many years, we didn't work out the issue. Maybe early baby boomer knew something. General public knew, but the people up there didn't. They don't care. It's just like money, power, money, power, money, more money. Cars, boats, I need more money, lands. I want to get enough for me, then more than enough, so my family don't have to ever work that hard again. That's a model right now. So then, no, I'm sure you do, and I do. Maybe you know someone also came from that. Family's rich, so they have these nice cars all their life. Didn't really work. They got accepted any company because they had the money. And they just kept going, right? They asked some question about the company. Do they know? Like, well, I don't know. Just put money in it. They drive these cars and make everybody else envious. Gen X, especially. They're just like, I'm here. I want to be everybody. I can learn how to play guitar. Let me be a superstar. We can party all night. Drink it all day. Yeah. And that's but no. They won't regret. Most of them didn't. Well, I don't know if they regret or not, but a lot of them, if you metalheads, musicians back then, talk to them. Even the Wall Street people, right? That's when Wall Street had the big thing. Like, just like the movie, The Wolf of Wall Street. It was like that. It's like, do you want to do you want to do that now? But, no, they're older, like, some of them just regret, like, I probably shouldn't have done it.
But I didn't. Right.
But it's so few of them. A lot of them, yeah, I did that, so what?
I learned my lesson.
Now I'm okay, but I'm still okay. Right, but then there's others, still rich, still trying to change the world to their point of view. It's like, yeah, this is me, my generation, right? Now, baby boomers, boomer, they went through the same stuff. The one before, they didn't went through the same stuff. Every generation went through the same stuff. Now, just currently, we're a little high-tech and just super fast. And if you ever read stories about Nazi Germany, World War II, just right before World War II, before they were doing the drag queen stuff already. Back then, it was records you can find. How is it not the same where we are today? Control, right? Okay, so this all leads to socialist concept. And if ever meet a dissident, well, I did when I was in grammar school. There's two kids. Whole family came from China, communist China took over. Came over, they escaped, and the one that was pulling my class and just asked questions that they were doing. It's like, yeah, it's a cultural revolution. You can point anybody out. You can point friends, you can point everybody else, like, that person doing bad, say one bad thing about our leader, and that person gets dragged away, go sent to prison, then they get body harvesting thing happen. That happened. Yeah. And they tell the story, but you get disappointed now, and then you get to know what you get for 1 week. Or a month, you can't get to wear the star little patch on your shirt. Say you're number one for the month. Okay, for the week. So after the week's over, the month over, what are you gonna do? Like, I gotta keep going. So you start picking. And they did it with the young generation. They just say, go find some issues, and we just take anybody, put them in prison. It's like, well, what did they do? They didn't do anything. We didn't do anything. They didn't do nothing. Well, why are they there? In prison. Oh, because you said something tiny little bit. This is exactly what's happening now. You see it. But I knew it was coming. Saw the signs. So I left Facebook. Like, and then plus I have friends. They were working on the big tech companies. You know, I met them through like bars and other friends. You talk, having the conversations over a beer or something. Over a drink, and they tell me, they're doing this crazy algorithm that Facebook is doing, and they're sending data, it's capturing data, and they're selling it. Hey, shh, come here, guess who's the biggest buyer, biggest customer? What do you think? It's like China. I got told this several times. It's like, holy cow. Then I heard the thing with Apple, what they were doing. They say they don't, but there's some issues. data. They were sending data overseas. It was some weird thing. Like, so that's not cool. I think Apple might have stopped, but I don't think so. I'm not sure. Really. Somebody told me, they're not doing that. So, but I don't think so. I think all the tech companies are doing that. They were capturing the crazy stuff that I didn't believe, but somebody showed to me. You know the monitors? Yeah. Like those LEDs? Yeah. They have a CCD now. So what do you mean CCD? You know, like a digital camera captures sensor? Yeah. The whole screen is a capture sensor. It doesn't capture actual pictures right now. This is older than it's like, but it's capturing your emotions and the microphone is listening to you. This microphone I'm on is obviously it's on the internet, it's sending you somewhere. It's like your phone's tracking you, maybe some speakers, Wi-Fi speakers is tracking you also, and some of the keyboards are keeping circuits are keeping your keystrokes. And I'm just like, what? It's like, yeah. Say, no, call me back in like a month. No, get in touch with that. No, I'll let you know when. No, I'll access your Mac from a station at Apple. Like, what? It's like, no, come on. Then it happened. Complete access. It's like, wait a second. How did I get access? How did I get through this IP address? I thought it was blocked. It's like, well, he's like, you know, there's a way around it. It's like, oh, crap. That's why I know. Like, oh, it's like, well, I guess I don't have privacy. I guess Grandpa was correct about that, but he's thinking about the cameras. But now I'm like, what to do? Well, you can't really do anything. So, if I one day I have to start a podcast and straighten out, maybe that was the key. I want to start a podcast. Today's a long form, come 1 hour past. Yeah, so this is all it is. So now we gotta look in the future. How do we bring it back? You know, crypto. Could it work? Cryptology, Web3. Could it bring it back with these codes? Like each Satoshi has a code. Could the information be part of that and send over? Then communication would be pretty much, you know, who sent to who, which IP address, but you don't know what the content is. Maybe that would bring some privacy back. Like, could it be cracked? Who knows? Then we got this whole bunch of other stuff. Then we got ChatGPT, which I gotta ask a question. That's a good question. Later. Watch the YouTube video about Area 51. I'm like, oh, Area 51 is still there. I'm gonna ask ChatGPT about here. What's Area 51? I'm gonna start a bunch of questions, see where he goes. Let me see. Before I go, I just saw this Radiance cache technique aimed to make path tracing faster on NVIDIA GPU thanks to Tensor Cores and AI. Well, so all these games going to have AI in there. So it's going to look super realistic. How do you know this video game was a real? Did you just walk through a real thing? Or is it something else? Or is it an NVIDIA? Like, uh-oh. How do you know you're not plugged in? I mean, we're technically we are plugged in. All the high tech, including all the electric cars and stuff, you know, phones, monitors, and computers. Want to get rid of all that stuff? You can just shut it off, turn the power off. But you think we're gonna turn the power off? What do you think will happen to the world? Say, let's get rid of all the bad guys way up there. Just us public, and we still have this tech. We still maintain the tech. If we shut it off, it's gonna stop everything. People are gonna forget. Wait a second. How do I make coffee? Usually I just press this button and it goes. Like, I don't know how to make regular coffee. How do you get the beans? Where do you get them? Usually I just click on Amazon. Deliver, buy now. Or I go to the store and get now I got these beans. I got to grind. How do I grind them? So can I use a hammer? Or something? No, it's going to get to the point. If you shut everything off, that's what happens. So we have to change it. But we can't shut it off at the same time. Just like petrol fuel driven vehicles. All these years, can we shut it off? We can pull electric, but still the car's running, right? Someplace, where's the electric come from? Nuclear? Or coal? So we're still burning fuel somewhere to get this electricity. Can use the sun, but I don't think the sun is basically dead after the sun goes down. Only sunrise to sundown, you get some sun. What do you can make huge batteries and store them, yeah. But then what about the rest of the time? So there's our issues. I'm positive for the future. I think we can work it out. But right now, this time it's the most messy. You gotta be accurate with your things. You gotta really dig in to things and not just looking at the surface and looking at what's current news and stuff, which is fine on some level. Femme fatale. Well, what is that? This is your post. The first thing I see is femme fatale. Where did that come from? With that word? Is that part of a movie? They make it look like a movie. No, because there was a movie with a femme fatale. So now it's. And the whole thing with the Bud Light partner with the trans activist. This isn't a parody. People thought it was April Fool's. And of course, the Trump thing. What's up? But early this morning I was watching something. The guy. The NYC parking garage worker. Why is he cuffed, right? People know this word. Recognize this, like, hey, no. It's like, oh, okay, man, let's get this guy. So he's the hero, right? But no, we're gonna cuff it. Why? Gonna sue. What? This is the government. Are they smart? No. Are they not? Are they working on something else? I don't know. It's crazy. This whole thing is just craziness. Unbelievable stuff. Checkmate New York Times won't pay for Twitter verification. Oh, who cares?
Elon cares. He's planning about Mars. His YouTube channel called Android City. This is Elon Musk. I think this is his work. There's a whole bunch of stuff, his stuff in it. All those videos, the latest one. I saw the last one. It was like 2 days ago. The first 2 years on Mars, they have these robots gonna build habitats for the humans that are coming. They're sending these first. And they're gonna, I mean, you know, there's timelines of terraforming Mars. So they're terraforming Mars. They're gonna try, if they say in this video, that's what they're planning. And they're gonna put, first they're gonna put these robots, they're gonna build a habitat and everything. Then they're gonna have a smart robot. That's what I'm thinking. I'm gonna tweet to Elon and tell him, hey, not the smart robots you're gonna put on Mars, can it be R2s? R2, I want R. We have R2 intelligent Tesla R2s. Let's go around. He's not gonna answer nothing. He's like, eh. Like, who are you? You don't have a blue check mark. I'm not gonna talk to you. You're just you're just that's what we are. No people with no blue check mark are Oh, this is a CCP plan. What are they gonna do? Oh, this is you can pull a carrier or something. I don't know. Hopefully nothing happens to Taiwan. Really. That's the place of my birth, man. I don't wanna be tainted. I mean, sort of tainted with Japanese stuff, which is fine. Because we grew up with Japanese toys, some Japanese TV. That's why I know to say the. Actually, it's something else, but idiot. It's idiot, but some of the kids tell me Japanese kids when we're young. No, that's a. That's a-hole. Their version of it. It's called Bakiaro. Bakiaro! Say on TV all the time. Because it's always someone yelling at somebody else. That's the first word they say. So I guess it's an idiot. So we were already influenced by that. But it was a free country. We can do whatever we want. Kids can do things. I mean, we went to private school and we got, you know, beat up. If you didn't get A or B, you got sent to a bathroom and shamed. It's good for kids or not? I don't know. It's like Catholic school. One of my friends went to Catholic school in the U.S. Yeah, the same thing happened, but we had nuns. Same thing. So, it's gonna happen. But it's free, just like US, United States. It's free. Any other place is free. Yeah. If I'm involved somehow, first I'll be like, yeah, I'm gonna defend freedom for the whole population. For people who want to be free, I'm gonna fight for it. Get free. Where do you go to a country where you just make fun of the president and make fun of everything and get away with it, right? And walk away. No, I can't do that in China. Can't do that in communist state or any other crazy
or like something Middle East, and now I can't say anything bad. Right. But I can say Brandon, and everybody knows what it is. But some people will laugh. Or sometimes they'll actually say, come on, man. You know what reference to. Come on, man. You know, I can't say that. If we were CCP control, like, you're going to jail. Then it'd be like somewhere up north, somewhere, you know, but nowhere it is. And it's like, we're going to open it up. Looks like you have a good heart, good lungs, good kidneys. And a few things here and there. Okay, I'm going to take those out and we're going to sell it. That's what's going to happen. Like, I don't want that. You don't want that. None of the good people want that. No. So I'm going to fight. I will fight for the good people on planet Earth. And if it does something, if you involve something bad, or you indirectly involve something bad, but just like, okay, you understand why. So, okay. So, move on. Move out of there. Have a good conscience. You know what you did. We can move on. Let's think about the future with the rest of them. Forget about the big guys. Forget about them. All right, long chat. 1 hour and went over 20-30 minutes. Wow. Anyway, have an excellent day. Monday, start of the week. Hopefully you understand what I said. If you don't, stop taking things out of context. Not just me, everybody. Everybody you meet. And let's start working on the future. The future you and I want. Not the big guys, not the bad guys. The good guys. What the good guys want. So that's it. Have an excellent April 3rd, 2023. 43. Have an excellent day. And I'll be back on Wednesday. See ya.